I have a few minutes left here to tell you about two courses. It says three, but it lists 510 that Susan Walls is teaching, which is only relevant to first-year students, and there's no point in talking about that. But she sent me just very, this morning actually, or at least I guess just got it this morning, her notes, because she couldn't be here today, on her human rights course. And then I definitely want to tell you about the course that Al Stamm is going to be teaching, because it's called Grand Strategy, and I know I at least had no idea what that meant when we put it into the schedule, or only a very little idea. And now, having gotten his notes, I have a much better idea of it, and so I very much want you to know what he has to say about it. Again, we will try to post both of these things online, but let me tell you about them. So first of all, Susan Walls is going to teach 675, Human Rights and International Public Policy. She's been doing that pretty much every year for years. It's a very popular course. She's very good. It's a basic foundational course for MPP students interested in the real world work of human rights. She doesn't say this in here, but she is only half-time on the faculty of the Ford School because the other half of her time is spent working with Amnesty International. And she's played a big role in that even before, bigger role, before she came to Michigan. So she's been very much involved, if you didn't know this already, with human rights. The course introduces all the main touchstones in the policy world of human rights, including the nature of human rights research, the role of human rights advocacy groups, the UN monitoring system, and various policies that serve as enforcement mechanisms, as well as issues related to philosophy and law. First part of the course, the main objective will be to familiarize students with all the components of the policy universe of human rights, as it applies all over the world, including the United States. The second part of the course offers the opportunity to focus on a particular policy, on particular policy issues, from, say, internet freedom to gender rights. That's the range. Okay, she thinks that's a range. All right, anyway, from internet freedom to gender rights. In this portion of the course, students will work in small groups on web-based projects. One of the things she got started doing, and I don't think she says that here either, but she's the closest thing we have to a wiki professor. That is, she learned about using wikis, online things where people go on and make changes like Wikipedia. And she's incorporated that into the ways that she teaches. And I assume that's what she's referring to when she says small groups on web-based projects. The course is intended for aspiring policy practitioners, so class discussions and written assignments are geared to help students develop skill sets used in various aspects of human rights work. The course is taught from an international perspective because human rights standards and political mechanisms for monitoring human rights performance tend to be nested at the United Nations system and are applied internationally. However, and she puts this in bold, there is plenty of room for students to explore human rights issues relevant in the U.S. context. For students who are primarily interested in domestic policy, this course offers a good opportunity to consider U.S. policy issues from an international perspective. And for students who are primarily interested in international policy issues, the course will add to their understanding of international political processes and policy dynamics, including the role of non-governmental organizations as policy advocates. I don't know if this was an outgrowth of this course, but I'm suspecting that it was. One of our second-year students, who helped to organize the Toronto conference last weekend, wasn't able to attend the Toronto conference last weekend because he was off at the United Nations engaged in negotiations as the representative of Amnesty International. I'm guessing that's not just a coincidence, it's because of his interaction with Susan Walls and probably taking this course.